Well, joining me now is Patriot tight end Rob Gronkowski. And first of all, looking at you, how do you feel? How do you feel right now?
Yeah, feeling pretty good. Just got out from practice. Nice day out there. The weather's nice. Got a little sweaty out there. Not really used to the warm temperature. So we'll take this day any day in November, but feeling pretty good.
I have to go back to that one-handed catch you made against Denver. I call that the catch. Tom Brady says it's the greatest catch he's ever seen. How does that make you feel, first of all, for your quarterback to say that?
It feels pretty good that he has a lot of confidence in me. Feels good to go out there and builds my confidence up that I can go out there and he trusts me to go out there and make some plays for him and the team. So it just happened naturally. It's just a reaction to the ball. Whenever you see the ball in the air, you want to go up and make a play. And I just happened to be running that the opposite way of the ball, so I had to stick my hand out and just happened to have a nice grab. So it is what it is, and I just got to keep working hard and keep staying to the fundamentals and get better every week.
They blanketed you on that play. Were you surprised that Brady even threw it to you?
I thought I was going to get the ball a little bit earlier on that play, actually, but the linebacker dropped, so Brady kind of hesitated, and then I think he was getting pressured, so he just threw it up there, hoping that it was either going to get caught or just incomplete, and it just happened to be where I could make a good play on it, so...
Do you practice that? Do you practice catching one-handed?
Nah, not really. You want to always stick to fundamentals, catching two hands, tucking the ball, using your hands to catch the ball. But, I mean, when it's balls thrown like that, I mean, if it's in practice, obviously you're going to be going for one hand sometimes. But you're not sitting there in practice just going like one-hand catches the whole time. It just comes naturally. It just comes with the reaction. So I just got to stay to the fundamentals. And when plays happen like that, they just happen just for a reaction to the ball.
When people try to tackle you, they can't bring you down high. They got to hit you low. Does that worry you at all? And for a guy like Ward to hit you low again?
I just got to be aware of it. I mean, I'm aware of it a lot more. I got to get my feet up in the air, get my knees in the air whenever I catch the ball and just see the surroundings around me when I'm making the catch. So other than that, got to get my shoulders low, run over some guys and stuff and break some tackles.
Your spike after you score a touchdown, it's become your signature moment. Yep. After you score, do you get creative when you do that? I mean, what do you think about when you spike the ball? And is it nice knowing that kids follow you with that spike?
It's cool that you see kids growing up doing it too, having a good time with it. So that's definitely like an honor. It's cool to see that. It keeps you humble a little bit, but. Do I practice it? I mean, no. I mean, the spike's just natural spike, but you got to get a little creative with, like, a little dance move or a little high step before you spike. You just can't catch it and spike it. You got to do a little creativity before, so.
And you got a little rhythm to you.
Yeah,
which
a little
is what
rhythm.
You do.
Yep, definitely.
Good luck against Indy.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, my friend.
Thank you.
Rob Gronkowski, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.